Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Election countdown, but he's back weeknights, 7 to 9 p.m. most nights with Jon LaRaine, and he's laying out some of the negative stuff here and some of the silver linings, but also, big picture, he was on my show last week, did a really great job, and I concur with his analysis of how this is actually going to devastate the globalists, what they've done, and he gave the Jacksonian historical blueprint of that. But recap what you were just saying up against the break about Georgia and the path to victory there, and why would McConnell be sabotaging that?
So, I mean, I think McConnell has never wanted the sort of Trumpism or Trump in the party. He just used Trump to leverage his appointees, and many of the judges that he put in are more loyal to him and the institutional Republican Party than they are to the president, as we've all witnessed over the last several weeks. If the Republicans were smart in the Senate for both the Perdue campaign and the Loeffler campaign, what they would campaign on is the only way the president has a chance is if they get reelected to the Senate and they agree to object to the certification of any electors from any state that has refused to allow an audit of the signature matches, that has refused to publish the ballots. Remember, everybody, they digitized these ballots, so all these ballots could be published to the world. In fact, the Georgia Secretary of State promised he would. What is in those ballots that they are so scared to publish them to the world? Is the numbering off? Do the ballots look weird? Do they look like they came from someplace else? What is that? Do they look like they may have been test ballots improperly included? What is in those ballots that the Georgia Secretary of State is so scared to show the world? What is in those signatures that the Georgia Secretary of State is so scared to show the world? So both Senate Republicans candidates should run on, elect me, and I will object to the certification of any elector from any state, including Georgia, that did not have an open, transparent, honest vote process. And that is the only chance we have for President Trump to be constitutionally reelected is by objecting to the certification of electors from the questionable contested states. And what should happen is if they throw out enough electors, then it goes to the House to vote by state delegation under the 12th Amendment, not to vote by majority vote. So Pelosi doesn't control that. It's by state delegation where Republicans have at least a four-state edge. So the only chance the president has is to elect these two Republicans to the Senate. If they campaign that way in Georgia, because they need a majority vote out of the Senate to be able to sustain the objections to the electors, and that's what they should run on. They should say that that's what they're going to do. And again, they're not even committing to vote a certain way. They're only saying if these states refuse to allow an audit in an open, transparent process, then they won't certify the electors from those states. All we need is one senator to join one any House member. We already have the House members, no matter what. So all the pressure needs to be focused on the Senate. We just need one United States senator to step up to the plate and say we will not certify electors from an election that was not done in an open, honest, and transparent manner, and give all of these states 2 weeks. Give them notice. Say, this is what I'm going to do unless you fix it, unless you allow an audit of the signature matches, unless you allow an audit of the machines, unless you allow an audit, a full publishing of all the paper ballots, and show them to the world in digitized, scanned form. And if you do that, then I won't object. But put the pressure on the states, because that's where the evidence is. The evidence is in these signatures not matching. The evidence is in these ballots having something weird in them that if they printed them, the world would see it. The evidence is in these machines not being fairly audited. The one machine that was audited in Michigan came back with major problems and issues and questions.
Oh, it's incredible. And at all a minimum, we scams. To be able to- and Barnes, you'll be on tonight, correct? You're going to be co-hosting? And you're going to be laying
all the way through.
All right. Thank you so much. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, band.video, Infowars.com, and on radio and TV stations everywhere. And people can follow you at Twitter where?
At Barnes_law, or they can go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com to get that particular letter.
Absolutely. All right. I look forward to you being on tonight. We also have to start talking about the future and the fact that it doesn't look like they're going to successfully put this fraud in. And we're not giving up, folks. We're just being honest. We told you up front that this is a David versus Goliath thing. And just remember, you're going to have the same Q people telling you delusions again. You have the same folks that told you, you know, just go to sleep, trust Mitch McConnell, trust the plan. Well, no, more like trust the scam. We have seen what this betrayal has done of wishful thinking. But we're going to grow up now, and I understand that. Most of the audience never bought it, but for others, it was really sad. Thank you, Barnes.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items for your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Well, there were a lot of powerful messages at the second Million MAGA March. This one was about a third as big as the gigantic one that was a month ago. There were still hundreds of thousands of people total, five or six different events going on. But last time I had the most powerful message of, we're not going to back down to the globalists, the New World Order. Biden's a Chi-Com agent. Dick Fuentes had the most powerful message at these events. The crowds were just screaming. He couldn't even hardly give a speech. 5 million views here, 3 million views there. And with all the suppression still, his message is the truth, and it's the most popular message. So I'm like, we got to get Nick Fuentes on immediately. And there were so many rallies and so many groups that I missed him. I was looking around for him for 3 days. But it was just incredible. People would come to my hotel, demand I give a speech. You know, 2,000 people show up. So there's a lot of excitement there. But this time, it was all broken up. I hope, folks, regardless of what happens, go on the 20th. Of January, because we're not accepting Joe Biden, and we're declaring we know he's a fraud. We're also declaring war on Mitch McConnell. You know, I said Sunday, when I had had a chance to see Saturday speeches by Fuentes on my Sunday show, I said, I think Fuentes is right. The Republican Party, the establishment are the enemies. But we have to make sure that doesn't get Democrats elected. We have to make sure we target neocons and others to get them out and put populists and America firsters in. But now you see McConnell saying, oh, we need to be nice to the Democrats. That's how we're going to win Georgia and let them engage in fraud. He's definitely working for the other side and a Chi-Com operative. I want to read his quotes in a big article in AP. McConnell warns GOP of electoral college brawl in Congress. But first, here's one of the clips of Nick Fuentes laying out the future and the future battle plan at the second big march in D.C.
And the first million MAGA march, we promised that if the GOP would not do everything in their power to keep Trump in office, then we would destroy the GOP.
Yeah!
And as we gather here in Washington, D.C. for a second million MAGA march, we're done making promises. It has to happen now. We are going to destroy the GOP.
Find a bunch of the speeches and bits of it at Band.video, but also at Nick Fuentes' site, and on top of that, on his Twitter, NicholasJFuentes.com. But he's with us the rest of the hour, and I got him on here, but let me just say one more point. This is a parallel or an allegory or like a gauge on a submarine or a battleship or an army tank or a truck. You have these women that are neocons, and I'm not going to attack them, but the point is they get all the permits, they take control of the thing. And then when you hear the speakers they've got, it is just people are falling asleep. And then I show up with a bullhorn and Nick shows up and you get, you know, out of the 100,000 people, 20,000 that hear you run over and they're all cheering. And then it gets 5 million, 10 million views. And then the poor Republicans with kind of a mainline rhino, a little Trumpist type deal, they get 20,000 views. It's not popular. It's not constitutional. It's not what made America. But everyone's always running away from what victory is. And so Nick Fuentes, thanks for joining us. Great job there in D.C. Go wherever you want here, but you probably want to elaborate for folks that didn't get to hear your full speech on the speech that you gave, those speeches you gave there in D.C. last weekend.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I think it's a really good point that you make about these marches in the first place. You have these big organizers organize the stage and the sound system. And like you said, people that are organizing these official type events, they're not really true believers in an America first, Trumpian, populist message. They're pushing a lot of the same conservative stuff that Mitch McConnell promotes and the GOP promotes. There's no energy behind that. But to elaborate a little bit on the speech, you know, it's interesting. There were a lot of Democrats that were saying, destroy the GOP. This is a message I could get behind. But, of course, that's only the first half of the message. Destroy the GOP as it exists. Destroy the GOP establishment. And what we have to do now is replace it with a GOP that truly represents the American people. We have to destroy the fake GOP establishment headed by Mitch McConnell that puts America last. We have to primary all those people, replace them in the House, in the Senate, in the state governments, and we have to replace them with people that truly believe in America first, truly believe in the kind of conservatism that President Trump pushed when he ran in 2016. And I think that that is where we take the fight after this election, whether it works out for Donald Trump, which I think is increasingly unlikely, whether Joe Biden is inaugurated on January 20th, the directive is the same after the inauguration. We have to go out to these different states, look at every senator, every House Republican that did not support the president, that did not do everything in their power to keep him in office. And they have to have a real primary challenge in 2022, 2024, and 2026. Because this has been happening for decades now, that we Republicans, we the real base of the party, we the real people of the country, we vote for Republicans to do conservative things on the economy, on foreign policy, on trade, on immigration. And time and again, they go to Washington, D.C., and they give us nothing in return. And you've seen this for the past couple of weeks alone from Senate Republicans and House Republicans, even as they make the case that we should give them another 2 years in the control of the Senate with the Senate runoff in Georgia. And I am of the belief that we should not do that. I'm of the belief that the first blow that we have to strike against the Republican Party is withholding our votes in Georgia, withholding our votes in the Senate runoff, and preventing them from reclaiming control of the Senate.
Now, that's where I may disagree with you, because it's one thing in primaries to beat all these neocons and rhinos and globals, which I'm totally for, but, I mean, there's two schools of thoughts. Maybe make it worse faster. Maybe let folks get a full dose so that Republicans can't act like that they're actually debating what's going on. Maybe make it all be about the Democrats. It just seems like a very dangerous way to go.
Yeah, and I understand that, and I respectfully disagree. That's okay. I actually shared the same views on you initially, and I said, well, we're going to have to go out, and we're going to have to win the Senate runoff, because if the Democrats get control of the Senate, the House, and the White House, we're in for trouble. That's going to mean amnesty. That's going to mean bad things in the Senate. But then over the past few weeks, I saw that Senate Republicans passed the National Defense Authorization Act without a repeal of Section 230. They passed the Warren Amendment in the NDAA, and the Warren Amendment says that they're going to strip away the Confederate names from military bases. And additionally, there is a provision in the NDAA which prevents the president from pulling troops out of Afghanistan in the remaining 4 months, or rather the remaining 4 weeks, of his first term.
And they legalized a bunch of these high-tech visas. You're absolutely right. As soon as they thought Trump was down, they showed us who they were.
Right. Well, and Senate Republicans like Mitch McConnell are already saying that they're going to work with Joe Biden. In particular, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, they did an interview, I think, the Friday before that second big march in Washington, D.C., and they said, we are eager and enthusiastic to work with Joe Biden. And that is more or less what the Senate majority.
Why do they think that's going to get him elected? That looks like a white flag to me. That's how this works.
Exactly. And that's sort of what I've been saying. I said that our vote, or at least Georgia Republicans' vote in the Senate runoff, should be conditional. And the condition is, if you're going to show us that you represent us, if Perdue and Loeffler and if Mitch McConnell show that they're going to offer resistance to the Biden administration, then they can earn our vote. And you're exactly right. While they're asking us for our vote to keep control of the Senate, at the same time, they're waving a white flag. And they're saying already, we will work with Biden. We will work with Biden on amnesty. We'll work with Biden on his agenda. What kind of pitch is that to reluctant voters who are thinking about withholding their votes, or voters who are very upset with the Republican Party, very upset with their handling of the election fraud? That doesn't sound like a persuasive or winning message to me.
Yeah, what McConnell is saying is, when it gets around to your electronic voting machines and your fraud with me or with my successor, you're going to put me in. I mean, that's what these are. Republicans selling out what's left of the party. That's been their job. The Democrats admit it, is have a one party state.
That's right. That is exactly the end game. And this is where I think Republicans have to think very carefully about who our real friends and enemies are. You know, I hear some people saying we have to hold the line for the Republican Party. The Republican Party never holds the line for us. The line is not between Republicans and Democrats. It's between us, the American people, and both parties. Both parties that represent a mono party, the collective establishment that's in favor of all these globalist policies.
All right, Nick Fuentes is our guest, and that green bean I've got out of my throat, so I'll be able to talk when we come back. I was like sneaking a bite while you're talking. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise, to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So I want to tell the great listeners and activists this broadcast something. If you want Trump to override this fraud, you've got to support him. So 500,000, a million, whatever it was huge, show up in D.C. a month ago. And then a couple hundred thousand show up max this time. On the 20th, it's not about Trump. So I believe it looks like they're going to be able to steal it at this point, unless there's some magic action by the Justice Department that so far has done nothing. We have to be there to let Joe Biden and the globalists know we don't accept you and we're going to be on your ass with civil disobedience the whole time, and to let the neocons and the rhinos, who never did a damn thing about big tech censorship and allowed this to happen because they're getting money from them. So Nick, break down where you think we should go, what you think is going to unfold. Can Trump be saved at this point? He really tried to do what he said he would do. And you saw they've come in with fraud to get rid of him. So I think all these Republicans, too, are just scared, and they want to be the good little Republican that's kind of the token of the establishment.
You're right. And Republicans, the ball was in their court after the election. We know that Donald Trump won on November 3rd. That is really beyond a question at this point. He won Wisconsin. He won Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. He legitimately and rightfully won the election. And when the Democrats began to steal it with mail-in ballots, there were many options for the President Trump, for President Trump to take his rightful place with another 4 years. We had control of state legislatures in those four swing states that I just listed. Republicans had control in Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and those Republican-controlled state legislatures failed to act. They did not exercise their constitutional authority to appoint their own electors because of the voter fraud. We had a 6-2-3 or at least a 5-4 majority on the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court could have intervened in this election with any number of cases. Most recently, the Texas suit. That was probably the biggest and strongest case. And they failed to intervene and stop the election fraud. So not only did Trump win on election night, but the Republican Party had the chance every step of the way at every level in the state legislatures and the courts and the Supreme Court to overturn this result. And what's more is not only did they not do that, but they didn't even have support from Senate Republicans, House Republicans, even Republican representatives that didn't play a big role in the process. They would not even give verbal support or any kind of support to the effort to overturn these results. And I think it's not because they were scared. I think it's because they want Trump to go out of office just like the Democrats. You know, it was in the first.
They want everything to go back to the lobbyists, everything business as usual, selling out America.
Exactly. Because Republicans are in favor of open borders. They're in favor of globalization. They're in favor of these lockdowns, which are benefiting big tech and these giant corporations, just like the Democrats. And they want Trump to go for those same reasons. It's Mitch McConnell, and it was even Paul Ryan. In the first 2 years of the administration that blocked the border wall, they blocked Trump's plans on infrastructure, blocked his plan on just about everything. And I think that they want their cake and they want to eat it, too. They wanted Trump's support to get them, I think, the 27 seats in the House where they were up for.
Exactly. They used him to get that grassroots, but allowed the targeting theft of him. That's what I was going to say this morning. The way McConnell's operating, and I don't like to speculate, but I do it 1% of the time, is there was an inside deal made to give them control of certain things. And if they play ball and sell America out, they'll be left at least in partial power. And I think that's what Mitch McConnell's saying right now.
That is what he's saying, because it was with Donald Trump and only with Donald Trump's support that Mitch McConnell was able to get 50 seats in the Senate, possibly 52. It was only with the support of Trump that House Republicans were able to make gains in the House of Representatives And what they wanted to do was use him so that they could get themselves across the finish line in the House and the Senate. And then, like you said, the bargain was they're going to get their seats in the Congress, and then they get to throw out the president. They get his support. They get him to deliver seats without actually having to accept another 4 years, another term for the president.
But so we brought Trump to power. The populist InfoWars movement did. And so the grassroots should know we can continue to wage war against the globalists, whether they be Republican or Democrat. I think that's a really sensible, good plan. But it all remains to be seen of what's going to unfold. How much did the Q movement, and I'm not being mean to Q followers, but we know everything's fine, trust the plan, everything's going to be okay, kind of reveling in the power of we're victorious. They're all secretly in these FEMA camps. Everyone's gone to prison, and General Flynn is still out there saying 100% chance Trump's going to win. That's what keeps people from hitting the streets and Trump winning. It's delusional.
Yeah, it's problematic because it is creating complicity in the Republican Party. And now I have to say what I like about the QAnon stuff is that it gets a lot of people to believe the right things, although it gets them to believe the right things for the wrong reasons. It gets them to start thinking about connections between global special interests. It gets them to ask the right questions about pedophiles and satanic elites and things like that. Largely for the wrong reasons, but it does get them to some of the right places. The biggest problem, though, with it, like you said, is that it makes Republicans complicit. People think that there's this big plan in the works that Trump is going to stay office. It's only a matter of time. Patriots in control, this kind of stuff. And, you know, I can tell you with certainty that this is not the case. There's tremendous incompetence in the White House. There's tremendous incompetence in the campaign. And I love Donald Trump. I am loyal to him. I support him completely. But the people that he has surrounded himself with in the campaign, in the White House, in the administration, they're either actively sabotaging him all the time or they are largely incompetent.
That's right. That's the paradox. That's the paradox is he was an outsider. He didn't bring in lobbyists. But then he didn't know who to hire politically, so they were able to basically block him in much of his agenda, but he still got a lot done.
Right. It was in spite of sabotage by the globalists inside and outside the administration that he was one of the most successful presidents, I think, in modern American history. I mean, he built more than 400 miles of border wall, did not get us involved.
He ended a bunch of wars, got a bunch of peace treaties, got a bunch of businesses and industry back to the United States. I mean, you talk about Trump got a lot done.
Yeah, trade deals. I mean, he did. It was a very successful first term, and that was in spite of a lot of bad personnel and resistance inside and outside the administration.
And he stood up to America sucks attacks and stood up to all these. I mean, he did a great job, and I'm not saying he's 100% gone, folks, but it's like the sun's setting, and we're seeing the last glimmers of light here. How demoralized do you think people are going to get that have been delusional even when Joe Biden gets inaugurated in 35 days?
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. It's definitely going to hurt. It's going to hurt me a lot, especially. And what's so frustrating is because we pulled off the impossible. The president won with more votes than any other president in history. He got 10 million more votes than 4 years ago. And it was stolen from us. There was no reason that it should have been stolen from us. And yet it was. We were screwed by the Republicans. That being said, as much as it hurts me to see all of this funny business go on, I have to say I actually feel energized because the path is clear from here. Trump has energized the country. He's woken up the base. And now the real battle will occur. It will commence over the Republican Party. Trump started the fire, and now we have to carry it forward by replacing people at every level in the party. You know, Trump launched this hostile takeover of the top of the party, I mean, literally becoming the president, and now we have to wage a war for everything beneath the presidency. We have to wage a war to primary House Republicans, Senate Republicans. We have to run in state races and local races. We have to take over the RNC and the party apparatus. So I'm
General
actually Fuentes, more
energized. I've not heard it better said. That was perfectly said. So we're going to come back and talk about that, talk about the second lockdowns, how to counter the globalists, where you see that going. With Nick Fuentes, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Check him out at NicholasJFuentes.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Don't forget band.video as well. It's a revolutionary act to share those articles and videos. entire modern system has been built to track and trace us. Not because we're doing anything wrong, but so we can be socially engineered and controlled. And now, that's out in the open. One way to take back a lot of your power is to put your so-called smartphone in a privacy pocket when you're not using it. That way, hackers, Bill and Melinda Gates, and the Clintons' contact tracers, and all these big corporations that are setting up this tracking and control grid in the name of fighting COVID, they admit their internal documents, it's really about a cashless society control system, don't have that power over you. They protect their locations. They protect where they're going and what they're doing. I can tell you, I was the first person 20 years ago said cover up the cameras on your computer. And now, of course, Bill Gates and all of them admit they're doing that. Mark Zuckerberg. So get your privacy products. They make great stocking stuffers and great gifts. They've been sold out for months. They're little Faraday cages. They're only $19.95. They're back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Give the gift of privacy and security and safety with privacy products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Their own philosophy, their own idea. Well, there's 10,000 different denominations of churches in the U.S. alone. In the whole world, they estimate over 100,000. That's just the Christian church. Because everybody's got to have their own worldview, their own little idea to be different than somebody else. Whereas I study what the top corporations, the Chi-Coms, the globalists want. And I know exactly their plan. And guess what? They're pretty much in control of the planet and are incrementally taking us towards some really bad places. But like on a roller coaster, You wait in line for a couple hours or 30 minutes or whatever. Eat your chili dog, drink your Coca-Cola. You finally get on it. Then it tick, 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 tick. But as soon as you start going over the edge, it's really fast. Well, we're in that moment of now going over, and now we're speeding up, and now the ride is beginning. And it's not going to be a very fun ride. But if you decide to go along with the system, it's going to be a lot worse. And so what Nick Fuentes was just saying, and again, this is the Alex Jones Show, thanks for tuning in, is absolutely true. I feel energized because I was talking to Trump lawyers, and I'm not trying to name drop. You know, I saw this Bartiromo lady at Fox, who I think is a sweetheart. I watched her on CNBC for years. And she means well, and she goes, I talked to an intel officer, and he said Trump really won. It's like there's magical intel officers off on some mountaintop that know everything. They just know what we know and maybe have some inside baseball on some other things and a lot of high-level sources that have their perspective, but it doesn't mean they're God. Of course Trump really won the election. We have all the evidence. But see, it's that magic thing of, oh, an intel person told me. We'll play the clip in a moment. It has to be you that knows. It has to be you that's involved, you that's engaged. And so, again, globalism wasn't even known or understood 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Now it's public enemy number one. Soros is getting run out of the whole world. Bill Gates is being run out. This whole COVID lockdown, this world government move, is their desperate act to maintain control. So as bad as it looks, you don't give in to it. You say no and resist it, and we can have great victory over it. And so I'm sitting there in Georgia. I'm sitting there in D.C. I'm sitting there knowing it's an uphill battle. Seeing folks that believe 100% Trump's going to be able to get out of this, but the Democrats already sold us out. The Republicans already sold us out. They already had the whole scam set up. It's being aware of that they're all in league together is the only shot at beating him for Trump right now. And I think he's still got a chance if he uses his bully pulpit to come out and savage the daylights out of the Bidens from being Chinese agents, to go after the whole New World Order, to declassify, to release Assange, and to really get aggressive, and to call out 10 million people to come down to D.C. But if he just hopes on the lawyers and hopes on the Electoral College, he's not calling out his political will, he's not getting us to take the field, and he will be removed in 35 days if he doesn't do that, Nick J. Fuentes. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree. He has to change the dynamic of the situation. And you brought up the pardon of Assange. He has to pardon Assange. He should pardon Snowden. He should pardon Martin Shkreli. He should declassify things from the military, from the CIA, because what he's up against, like you said, is the system that controls the world. It is big tech. It is these giant corporations. It's the deep state. It's the intelligence community. And we have to prepare ourselves for what we're getting into, which is a total war against that regime, against this American-led system that controls the world. What Trump should use in the remaining 35 days is the bully pulpit, his powers as president, and he should do everything that he can until January 20th, you know, until that first term expires, to make the system's life a living hell. He has to put that information out there and give us tools so we can fight, because, you know, once Trump leaves office, we don't go away. It's not like we disappear. They screwed us out of an election, but we'll still be alive and we'll still be fighting. The president should use those tools to make it easier for us to delegitimize and attack the system. And I think that's what he's got to do now. If this is going to be the last 30 days, if this is going to be the last, the last days of his administration, then he's got to make it hurt for them while he's still in the Oval Office. And there's a lot of ways that he can still do that. You know, the executive branch doesn't have much compared to Congress or the courts and how they've sabotaged him for the past 4 years. But there is a lot of stuff in his arsenal that he could still use. And that's what he's got to do, because the fight doesn't end with the end of this first term. In a lot of ways, the fight is really only just beginning. And there's one way where you could look at this first term and say that this was the opening salvo. This was the necessary first step in a real war against the establishment to create a party, the Republican Party, that can really represent the American people. You know, before Trump, you had two parties, both controlled by globalists, both controlled by the establishment, and there was no shaking their control over the system. It was going to be Republicans and Democrats until the end of time, increasingly only Democrats, and there was no seat at the table for the American people. What Trump did in 2016, his hostile takeover of the GOP, opened the door for the people to gain control over one of these parties and wield it inside the system in order to effect real change. You know, maybe the Trump administration was the necessary precondition to something within the decade or in the next decade where we get a truly populist White House, a truly populist Senate, a truly populist House of Representatives, something like we haven't seen since World War II or before. So
that's right. And that's how history works. In fact, this was a giant precursor. And I get what people thought. Oh, we've had total victory. Everything's fine. No. The arrogant globalists, we sucker punched them with Trump. They totally mobilized and barely were able to, you know, to steal this, maybe not even steal. And so I'm not trying to people a pep talk. I want folks to understand what you're saying is true. We have come light years back from where we were. There's such an understanding now. And if we understand that this is bigger than Trump, it's bigger than all of us individually, it's an awakening, then we understand that, as you said, we're actually in a very good footing.
Right. 74 million Trump supporters voted in this election. They almost couldn't even steal it. I mean, they had to rig the election in six swing states. Think about the scope and scale of the fraud, not just even with the ballot fraud, but even think about big tech, how they conspired on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google to shut down conservative voices for years and then issue all these new rules and new regulations in the weeks before the election. Think about how the mainstream media and Fox News had to go mask off and suppress the Trump press conferences, suppress the press conferences and the hearings about the voter fraud. This was a massive effort, and like you said, to just barely put themselves over the top, and nobody even believes it. 85% of the Republican Party says that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president. 75% of the Republican Party said that they believe the election was stolen. 74 million people voted for Trump. We've built an army of people that are awake, an army of people that are not rhinos, an army of people that are not on board with the Republican establishment. The media has been discredited. People see what's going on. We've created a small army, which is fully something like a third of the country. Now the question is mobilizing those people, creating the infrastructure, creating that vehicle that is going to take this massive amount
of
people.
And Trump needs to be the rebel. He needs to continue to be a major leader in the middle of that and may even be stronger now as an underdog rebel outside. But let's expand on that. I liken this to a football game, a sudden death football game in overtime, and we're about to score the final touchdown, and then they load a corpse, and I'm not saying I'm threatening Joe Biden, I mean he really looks like a corpse, into a cannon and fire it from the 1 yard line over the other 100-yard line and say, oh, look, we just won the game. I mean, everybody knows he's a fraud. Everybody knows no one comes to his events. Everybody knows he didn't get more votes than Obama. And so it's really a Pyrrhic victory. This is a ridiculous embarrassment to them. He's literally falling apart on TV in front of us.
Yeah, Pyrrhic victory is exactly the right way to describe it. Yes, they may have pulled off this election steal, but at what cost? Because if you think about it, this may have actually been the best outcome in a sense, because what this did is it delegitimized the system in the minds of half the country. Everybody that voted for Trump, for the most part, believes this election was stolen. So, sure, you could have the White House and, you know, you could have your Pyrrhic victory. You've stolen the election. But what was the cost? Well, in the minds of 85% of those 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump, they no longer believe that their votes count. They no longer believe that the media is telling the truth. They no longer believe that this system represents them. And the question is, what will the consequences of that be in 2022 and 2024 and 26? In a way, it might have actually been better if they let Trump win this election, let him sunset constitutionally in 24, and then revert to the status quo then without people losing faith and losing
instead,
hope.
If you look at Jackson, who they stole an election from, 4 years later, he came back and got it even bigger. Nick Fuentes' final segment with him straight ahead. Then the former CEO of Overstock is blowing the whistle on Hillary Clinton in huge ways. Claims he was part of the FBI sting against her for $12 million. That's coming up and a lot of other breaking news. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC, They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veteran Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I know there's an audience of amazing listeners listening to us on and FM radio stations, watching us on UHF and VHF across the country and at Infowars.com and Band.Video. You know where we are. You know we're still on air. But I go to these big events and shake thousands of hands. I used to love watching you on YouTube. I used to love seeing you on Facebook. And I'm like, we're still at Infowars.com. We're still at Band.Video. We've upgraded it. It all works really good. We've spent millions and millions of dollars with our own infrastructure before the ban came because we knew it was coming. And so we're still on air. So it's so important for the audience to realize, and I know this seems simple, but I have to remember it too, that the general public's looking for the truth, but they don't find it unless you send them there. So please, this Christmas, tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, tune into the forbidden information. Find it, and when they find out it's powerful and informative, share it. Band.Video. Go to the Band Video section of Band.Video. So the medical doctors and scientists that are being silenced, that are being shut up. It's so important. Speaking of that, Nick Fuentes has his own website. It's excellent. He's got his own work. But where is it, where's the best place for people to find your nightly show and your daily shows you do?
You can watch my show at dlive.tv/NickJFuentes, and I'm on the air Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Central Time.
But again, for folks driving along in their 18-wheelers or people in their cars or people walking around outside listening while they're jogging, tell them one more time where they find you.
It's dlive.tv/NickJFuentes.
Because one of my biggest frustrations is we got videos every day that get millions of views that go out on Twitter, go out on Facebook, you know, get around the censors. But it's never the really hardcore stuff that I really need folks to hear. They've got to come to the source to really get the full width and breadth of what's saying, or they can edit the tape like they did with you and go, oh, Fuentes wants to destroy the Republicans. No, you mean destroy the bad Republicans, take it over.
Right. Well, and that's exactly what they do. They get the 10, 20-second clip, and because they control social media, they control the networks, they get all of the engagement. So they basically get to create their own reality. But that's right. It's not destroy the GOP, as in we're going to self-sabotage and blow up our own institutions. It's that we have to wage a major attack, a major assault on the establishment of the party. And you could see why, based on what they've been up to in the past few weeks, which is to say they're not supporting our president and they are supporting globalist policies, even as they continue to ask for our votes.
In closing, I've been asking the questions here the last 40 minutes, 45 minutes. What else is on your radar, your view on the COVID lockdowns, all of this rollout of tyranny?
Well, I talked about this on my show last night. What I think people have to begin to prepare to do, not only is primary Republicans, not only to show up to D.C. on January 20th and to engage the GOP in elections in the coming years, but it's also to be on the lookout for this vaccine. And I know that this is kind of your wheelhouse. You've been talking about this stuff for a long, long time. And you said earlier about the roller coaster and how things begin to move very quickly. We're reaching that peak. I think that is going to commence probably this year. And that's going to be the distribution of this COVID vaccine. It's this, what do they call it, mRNA modification that they're doing. I think that what you're going to see in the next year that people really need to think about is a mandatory vaccine distribution. They're going to mandate that everybody has it. And some people think to themselves, well, I simply won't get it. What they're going to do is they're going to tell you, you can't fly in an airplane, you can't take an Uber, you can't eat at a restaurant, you can't go to a concert, you can't go to school, you can't go to work unless you get your vaccine, unless you get your immunity passport, your vaccine passport. And what are people going to do? You know, most people are not in the situation of you and I where they, you know, we don't have employers in the same way. Most people got to go to work to eat. Most people need to travel. People need to send their kids to school. They don't really have an option to say, I won't get the vaccine and be ostracized by the society.
And so the answer is, notice how they do it in thousands of articles a day. You're going to have to have a job, leave your house, get on a roller coaster, you know, go to a theme park, go to a concert, get on an airplane. And then they go, oh, no, we're not going to do that. It's unconstitutional. Plus, some people have bad reactions involved. And they're like, no, we are going to do it. So they're just conditioning us to get ready for it and to accept that it's super dangerous.
Well, and exactly. They used to say when the lockdown first started, they said, well, we're not going to enforce these fines. We won't enforce these mask mandates. We won't enforce these things. That was back in March. Now it's December. I got kicked off of an airplane just a week ago because I didn't have my mask covering my nose. In some cases, they will literally turn the plane around while it's in the air and land it, put it on the ground to kick somebody off if they're not wearing a mask, and then they put them on a no-fly list. So people thought 8-9 months ago that this kind of stuff was impossible, that that was fear-mongering, you're paranoid if you thought that. Look at how far we've come. Businesses shut down, mask mandates, you know, it's like a different country. And I think what you're going to see in the next year is that will only increase under Biden, only increase under the Democrats. And the consequences will be far more severe. You know, you wear a mask and the worst thing that will happen to you is maybe you get a little hypoxia. You don't get as much oxygen in your system. You get the vaccine and God knows what's in it. You're going to be dealing with maybe Bell's palsy. Maybe you're going to get HIV. I saw there was one trial in Australia where somebody contracted HIV from the vaccine. You know, they said from Pfizer that Pfizer executives will not take the vaccine first because, according to them, they don't want to cut in line. So the people that manufacture the vaccine and design the vaccine and sell the vaccine won't take it. That should tell you something maybe about the risks involved in taking the vaccine. They say, well,
by the way,
they
it came out 10 years ago that in China and in Germany and in the UK, quote, elite military and government leaders and rich people have access to, quote, clean vaccines. So they're putting Trojan horses in. They've been caught. Secret experimentation. The mRNA vaccine, they admit, doesn't even help you. But they're just saying, we're testing it on you. It goes in and reprograms your cells. And now top scientists at the EU board said, the only other vaccine we found like this is for sterilizing animals by attacking their placenta. So the same protein that this mRNA vaccine, Pfizer's in Europe, goes after, attacks the placenta in mammals. Now, guess who told us that? The former chief science officer of Pfizer wrote the paper with Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU commission, the advisory commission. So it's like they're Fauci coming out and saying this. Then the top French pharma professor, he's the top guy in the country, he came out and said it's all a dangerous scam and meant to take over. They put him in a mental institution yesterday, brother. I mean, this is real authoritarianism.
It's no surprise. It's no surprise. This is what they've been planning to do for years. And they've been going after the so-called anti-vaxxers for years. They've been saying that if you're against vaccines, you're anti-science, you're a danger to public health, you're pushing misinformation, and you should be banned from Facebook and Twitter. It was all to prepare for this exact scenario. And I said this on my show last night. This entire situation is going to make 9/11 look like a joke. And what I mean by that is what you have with the government is they manufacture a crisis. And then they manufacture a horrible response, which is worse than the crisis. They have 9/11, and then they have the Patriot Act, the War on Terror, DHS, mass surveillance. In the wake of COVID, you're going to see a terrible crisis destroying the economy. People are dying. People are, you know, getting sick. And
telling us all to stay in our homes. And, oh, even when you have the vaccines now, you still can't leave. You can never leave. We're going to have to tell you over an app where you can go, what you can do. And they've already got cartoons for kids saying you'll never leave your house unless your phone says you can. This is total dystopia. It's not coming. It's here. We must resist it and speak out against it now before it is cemented and habituated and put into place. Nick Fuentes, great job. Thank you so much. And have a great week and Christmas coming up.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
Wow. Powerful information, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful. And by the way, I haven't even gotten to the COVID stack yet. I'm going to get to that when we start the next hour ahead of our next guest that joins us at the bottom of the hour. And then I have the former head of the CIA and the NSA saying, arrest me. So it's not just that it's about me. If he was saying, arrest Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, I would be making a big deal about it. But this is crazy, and it shows who these little slime bags are. And then just doing cursory reinvestigation, just remembering who Hayden is, it blew me away. I mean, this is a slime bag, ladies and gentlemen. So they're calling for me to be arrested. He says he agrees. What a dangerous individual. We're going to go to break. It's one of the last days for you out there to fund the InfoWar by shopping with us for Christmas if you want to get the packages well before Christmas. Anywhere in the, not just the Continental, but anywhere else, like Alaska or Hawaii, get your orders in by Friday night, and you'll get them before Christmas. You can order by Monday in the Continental United States and get it. I've got a map here from USPS. But I want to thank you all for shopping with us. It takes a lot of money to fund this operation. We've taken the weight of the world under our shoulders, and we've got a great crew who I love and I appreciate, and I want to keep them employed. I want to stay in the fight now that what we've talked about is all unfolding. InfoWars is now more important than ever, but it takes money to fund it. So get your Living to Cleanse, Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, 50% off. That's a great stocking stuffer. Also, Alpha Power, good for men and women, out for a year because of the COVID lockdowns. Finally, Habit. It's back in stock, 50% off. And, of course, great for your immune system. Also back in stock now, we have the Prostagard with all the different vitamins and minerals and the saw palmetto. Great for your prostate, but great for everything in your body. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.